Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord
come down.
Hallelujah.
Let the Spirit
of the Lord
come down in Jesus' name. Let the mercy of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. Let the mercy of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the mercy of the
Everlasting Father, we just want to bless your holy name this morning. We want to thank you for another wonderful opportunity given us to be within ourselves this morning. We want to thank you, O Lord, for another opportunity to celebrate our mothers in the house this morning. Lord, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. O King of glory, this morning we want to surrender this service unto you, O Lord God. Father, by your Spirit, speak to us, O Lord God, this morning. Your word says in James chapter 4, verse 3, that your people ask and they receive it not because they ask of me. This morning we will not ask as me, in the mighty name of Jesus. By yourself, O Lord, deliver us, Lord. Let the captives be free. Let the sick receive healing. And at the end of the days, we will have good glory to glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is good. I want to thank the pastorate for this opportunity this morning. And I want to greet the whole church. And on behalf of men, I celebrate our wonderful mothers this morning. Let the mother in the house shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, that's too cold this morning. Mothers shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it for us. If you know that you are happy to have us as your wonderful husband, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally now, let us shout hallelujah while we are standing to the Almighty God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Thank you so much. This morning, I just want to appreciate our mothers in the house. Like you can see this morning, everybody, our mothers are looking radiant, they are looking glorious, all because of the glory of God in their life. I want to appreciate God in your life this morning, and I want to thank you for taking care of our daddies. But there are key points I just want us to listen critically this morning, message to both our men and our women in the house. Our women, I don't call my wife a jewel of an inestimable value. I have my reasons saying that most time because of humility. Humility plays a long role in our marriages. And I'm going to talk about briefly because of the time that is not going to permit me to say too many things this morning, but I'm going to look critically into the Bible. I'm going to cite an example of a virtuous woman in the Bible. And before that, I'm going to let us know who a virtuous woman is. Who is a virtuous woman? I tried to gather up who a virtuous woman could be, and I could not. It's limitless. But I'm going to mention briefly this morning. A virtuous woman is a righteous woman. A virtuous woman is a good woman. A virtuous woman is pure. Is saintly. She's saintly, she's angelic, moral, ethical, upright, upstanding, high-minded, principled, exemplary, and so on, just to mention the few. And Bible made us to know who a virtuous woman is, and it makes us to know that a virtuous woman is worth more than a ruby. A virtuous woman. Can we open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10? Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. What is rubies, biblically? Rubies is a terms of measure for a value. Rubies is a terms of measure for a value. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. Proverbs 12, verse 4. The Bible said, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is at rottenness in his bones. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Another verse in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 29 to 31. Proverbs 31, 29 to 31. Proverbs 31, okay. My daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. What am I really saying this morning? I'm trying to point to who a virtuous woman is and what are the attributes of a virtuous woman at home. A virtuous woman, in another verse, 1 Peter verse 3, chapter 1 to 6. Let's go to 1 Peter 3, 1 to 6. 1 Peter. Are we there? Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. I hope we understand this verse very well. Why they behold your chest conversation coupled with fear. Go ahead. I want us to get to up to six. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Five. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband. And finally, six, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. May the Lord bless his word this morning. Why am I pointing us to this area? Because we are talking about a virtuous woman, and we need to pay a lot of attention because of carelessness, not looking into the words of God, has made so many homes to be what they are today. And as we are child of God, we need to pay attention to all these messages in the Bible. May God help us as we listen in Jesus' name. What are we talking about? We're talking about how can we make a good woman at home. We need to check ourselves. Most time, my wife called me ML. Some people thought it's a brand of a vehicle. They don't know what ML is. So most time, we leave them to keep wondering what is the meaning of ML. ML is not a Mercedes. It's not a Lamborghini. Neither is Audi. It is all about my Lord. Sometimes a visitor came to her and I said, my Lord, what do you mean by my Lord? And then she told them, I'm a Christian, and I know the kind of house, the kind of home I came from, and how my parents, how we were brought up. We were brought up to be submissive to our husband, and then she called my Lord. And the woman was very amazed, said, wow, may the Lord give me this kind of spirit to be subjective to the extent of calling my husband my love. What am I saying this morning? We need to check ourselves. What kind of examples are we at home? Who are we to our husbands? Are we submissive to our husband? Are we doing what the Bible says, what we should be as a wife at home? I want us to examine ourselves critically, and if there's a need for us to make amendment, we need to work on it so that we will not allow the devil to take charge in our house. May the devil not take charge in our house in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I want us to appreciate our wives at home in as much that they are not perfect, neither men too are perfect. But I want us to work within ourselves to make things holy, if not only because of our children at home who are watching us, what kind of parents are we at home? Is it a woman that before your husband will say one thing, you are saying 21 things? Is it a woman whereby you want to key to a culture that does not have anything to do with the Bible, with our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby you want to claim you're an American? We all know what claiming one be an American will always lead us to. May God help us in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to point to corrective measures like a guide to our women as our men are listening. Our women are our values. Marriages are ordained by the Lord Christ. If you look at Ruth chapter 3, verse 11, and now, my daughter, are we there? Ruth 3:11. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is an endless explanation. We can go on and keep giving who a virtuous woman is. But above all, we need to be submissive. We need to be humble. We need to be righteous. We need to be upstanding. We need to be high-minded. We need to be principled. We need to give an exemplary leadership in the home for our children at home who are critically looking at us. May God help us in Jesus' mighty name. A virtuous woman is a woman who looks at herself as an image representation of the husband at home, who will mathematically and biblically add 1 + 1 to be 1. What do I mean by that? Mathematically, biblically, 1 + 1 is not 2. It is 1. How can 1 + 1 be 1? It goes all in law with all these attributes that I've been talking all along here. Outside that, we are nowhere as far as a virtuous woman is concerned. May God help us as we listen in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to appreciate all the women. We appreciate you so much for taking care of us. May God bless you richly in the mighty name of Jesus. Our fathers in the house, let us stand up and appreciate our mothers. Let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them. Let's greet them. Let's greet them. Husband, hug your wife. Don't hug somebody's wife. Oh. Greet them. Greet them. Appreciate them. Appreciate your wife. For those of us that their husband are not around, they will celebrate you in spirit in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Glory be unto you in heaven, Father. Father in heaven, we thank you for this short message this morning. As we proceed, oh Lord God, Lord, proceed with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, create a new heart in us, oh God, and renew the right spirit within us, so that we'll be able to play a role of a virtuous woman to our husband at home, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every children that God Almighty has given to us, oh Lord God, they shall not derail, in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area of our life, oh Lord God, we shall not go wrong, oh Lord God. Let the spirit of heaven be with us and guide us truly in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray. Praise the Lord.